This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're going to do a whole bunch of college campus craze in a few minutes. But, I always get the biggest kick out of watching, you know, the latest news stories as they fly by. Because, I mean, mainstream media, you guys know what's going on Facebook and Google and Twitter and all that. Actually, one of our segments tonight was kind of, they tried to can it, but we got it back up fast enough. But the more conservative you are, the more stories that you're posting, the more they pay attention to you. The more they yank it down. The more they come at you and make it harder and harder and harder for you to post those stories. True or not, it's not about truth anymore. It's about their perception of what truth is. It's about their perception of what's comfortable or okay for you to see or not see. They're going to decide whether they like what's on your Facebook feed or not. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We had a whole smorgasbord of stories. I always make producer Tammy crazy when I do that, but hey, it's how I make it work. So apparently, over the weekend, there were 226 people arrested in Los Angeles over a protest against who? What do you think? Anti-Trump. So it was really, 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 here we go. And they're doing it again right after I talked about them doing it. Wasn't that great? Isn't that just special? That's the last one. Anyway, so 226 people were arrested in Los Angeles, and it's because they're out there protesting. And when you think about protesters, which I think is hilarious, they think because they're protesting, all laws and rules no longer pertain to them. It's kind of like, you're not supposed to be drinking out here. Well, it's okay, I'm protesting. Okay, you can protest in jail. How's that? Okay. So apparently most of the arrests occurred early Friday morning after the protest that began Thursday night. Dozens of protests were seen being placed onto police buses at about 3 o'clock in the morning. Part of the big problem is a lot of these kids that they bust in were underage. So they were out past the legal time. Right? So several people were arrested, but it wasn't immediately clear how or if they were connected to the officer that got hurt earlier that evening. Right? Now, about 150 people, a mix of adults and juveniles, were arrested near Cesar Chavez and Grand Avenues at 3 a.m. just after midnight, in a separate set of arrests, about 35 were taken into custody after failing to disperse in an area of Olive Street, Olympic Boulevard, Montgomery said. They were spray painting F. Trump all over the place. But they were protesting, so I guess they thought that would make it okay.
Totally illegal.
Think about these kids are so ignorant. These people are so ignorant. Most of the protesters appear to be young, under 30. One young man told the local television station that there was a feeling of love and unity among the Trump critics. So I guess now the word F or F Trump is a love slogan. So if I say F Obama, does that mean it's a love slogan? Apparently. Oh, God. When you're in that crowd, you know, everyone's not just saying F Donald Trump just to say it. They believe it. It comes from the heart. It was quite a sad scene, Richter said. There's going to be a lot of graffiti. There's going to be that's the other thing. They damage other people's properties. They don't care. Seriously, they don't care. They don't care that it belongs to somebody else because when you're protesting, you should be able to get away with anything, right? Isn't that how that works? Unreal. It just never, never, never stops. The idiocy never stops, let me put it that way. Oh, let's see, what else have we got here? I love going through all this stuff. A Jordanian sheik, this is a great story. And, you know, the funny thing about it is if you would do your homework and stop listening to all the loons on the left. You know, they're all upset about President Trump saying that they were going to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. But President Obama said it. President Clinton said it. Bush said it. Where was the outrage then? There wasn't any. Why? Because they're hypocrites. Sheikh Ahmad Adwan, who introduced himself as a Muslim scholar who lives in Jordan, said on his personal Facebook page that there's no such thing as a Palestine, at least not in the Quran. Allah has assigned a holy land to the children of Israel until the day of judgment. So apparently Allah doesn't know what he's talking about either, because everybody else, the UN, says it's not Israel. I don't know. Do they believe in the Quran or don't they? We'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 855-715-7311, 855-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Why, I've never been so insulted in my life.
Well, it's early yet.
Real Joe, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and. I really do. I really thank you for the time that you are spending with us. So I want to get right back to it. Head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all the stuff that you've been taught to hate, taught to be afraid of, but you're not. You shouldn't be. You'll find it in the book. And all those labels given to me by the left, I don't even want to listen to them anymore. It's hard to listen to them when you, especially this weekend, with everything that Schumer was saying and Pelosi was saying and the rest of them. You know how, but thank God. Thank God that they hang out on polls, because they saw those polls take a nosedive, and they were being blamed for this shutdown. See, think of the arrogance behind it. I'll get back to the Jordanian story in a minute. Think of the arrogance behind the fact that they thought all they had to do was tell you guys on the left that it was a Republican's fault. Just tell you guys, believe them. They know what they're doing. They know what they're talking about. It was all Republicans. They won't do anything for DACA. They really believed that DACA was the first thing on your mind as to what to take care of in a shutdown. Well, let me tell you what. If you're one of those tens of thousands of people who have husbands, wives, and family members in the military, you know what? DACA's not the first thing you're worried about. I guarantee it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Jordanian Sheik said that there is no Palestine, or Palestine, whatever way you want to say it. The Quran says that Allah gave that to the Jews. It belongs to the Jewish people, to the Israelis. Matter of fact, let me say it his way so you can't say that I'm screwing things up, okay? He's reading this right out of the Quran. And he says that Allah had assigned the Holy Land to the children of Israel to the Day of Judgment. It's called the Surah of the Table, verse 21. And we made the children of Israel the inheritors of that land, or of the land. He goes on to say, I say that those who distort their Lord's book, the Quran, from where did you bring the name Palestine, you liars? You accursed. When Allah has already named it the Holy Land and bequeathed it to the children of Israel to the Day of Judgment. There is no such thing as Palestine in the Quran. Your demand for the land of Israel is a falsehood, and it constitutes an attack on the Quran. It also attacks the Jews and their land. Therefore, you won't succeed, and Allah will fail you and humiliate you. Because Allah will protect them, the Jews. Now, the Sheikh added that the Palestinians are the killers of children, the elderly and women. They attack the Jews, and then they use those children and the elderly and women as human shields and hide behind them without mercy for the children, as if they weren't their own children. Okay, they want to tell the people that the Jews will kill anybody or anything. This is exactly what I saw with my own two eyes in the 70s when they attacked the Jordanian army. Think about that. It's worth mentioning that the above-mentioned sheikh visited Israel, met Jewish religious scholars, and the Israel in Arabic site conducted an interview with him. Look, there's no reason. If you're going to fight this, then fight it with reality. If you're going to fight this, don't fight this and make it sound like the Jews don't have a right to Jerusalem. Because no matter what holy book you read, it's theirs. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, this has been done to death, and I was going to do this story about Schumer blaming the GOP for the shutdown. And you know what? I won't say it's a non-story at this point, but you guys know the hypocrisy now. You see it all the time. They change the narrative as they go when they decide that something is for them. Right? 2013, there was no reason to shut down the government. You should never shut down the government, blah, 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 blah. Now in 2018, no, we're going to shut down the government because we're going to stand up for DACA. Wasn't that good of them? Seriously, think about it. Story out that broke on the conservative today. That there's an ICE agent that refused Obama's hush money and exposed the depths of Obama and Hillary's treason. Now, again, it's impossible. We can try. But it's impossible to vet every one of these stories or to know whether they're true or not all the way through. I'm sure some people embellish on bits and pieces, but based on what you've heard, have been hearing, do you actually believe anymore? that the that ICE or the DOJ or the FBI is without blemish, which is really too bad because they were at one time. An agent by the name of Taylor Johnson started poking around at investigation corruption with the DHS and ICE. Her entire chain of command was appointed by Obama and felt that they could do whatever they wanted. That in some cases, that they actually felt like they were above the law. In a testimony last year to the Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs, Johnson said she was stripped of her gun and badge without explanation shortly after finding some fraud and abuse. She was then offered hush money in the amount of severance package of $100,000 if she would just sign a non-disclosure agreement and go away quietly. You know, she said it really looked like officials were taking kickbacks, almost like it was organized crime. She said, but I'm not surprised, she said, during her investigation in 2013. She discovered that EB-5 applicants from China, Russia, Pakistan, and Malaysia had been approved in as little as 16 days, and the case files lacked the basic and necessary law enforcement queries. In other words, no one was really vetted. There's a surprise. A new twist has emerged that already growing, she said, whistleblowing cases involving Special Agent Taylor Johnson findings within the Department of Homeland Security. Johnson is now saying that DHS has tried to buy her silence. As you know, they offered a $100,000 severance package in exchange for signing the non-disclosure. And she figured, you know what? She wanted to get the information out before something happened. Do you blame her? Oh, we'll talk more about this thing that's not a break. You know, when I read through this, it's sickening. And if it's 100% true, it should be even terrifying. Not just sickening, but terrifying. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to Real Side. I'll be back in just a couple of minutes, I promise. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Head over to the website, realsci.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can do so much over there. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Anyhow, I do, again, you know, you got to get involved in the conversation. People around you, people in your neighborhood, people in your, I was going to say bridge club, but I don't think anybody really plays bridge anymore. But you got to get involved with the people. You know, they're in different clubs. I don't care if it's a bowling club, whatever it is. You just got to be willing. I don't want to say to confront, because it sounds like I want you to fight. I don't want you to fight. I just want you not to back down. I want you to engage and not be afraid. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. Okay. We were talking about the ICE agent that refused hush money when she saw what was going on and how many people were being approved or given visas or whatever you want to call them to come into the country without any real vetting going on, right? She went on to say that there were applicants coming in from China and Russia and Pakistan and Malaysia. They've been approved like in 16 days, which doesn't happen. And most of the files didn't have enough information in them for her to even double check or make an initial check. How does that happen? I thought we were safe. I thought that administration was keeping us safe. You know, think about how lax they were with international security, and now we're finding out we have one of the largest breaches of top secret information been going on for years. The Obama administration had 8 years to clamp down on it. What happened? You telling me that what were they so busy checking bathrooms to make sure they were bathrooms that were open to everybody, then making sure that these Chinese spies weren't getting in here doing their stuff? Daily Caller reported that Johnson, who had more than a decade under her belt working at DHS, was investigating the United States Customs and Immigration Services. More specifically, she was looking at a program called EB-5 that granted green cards to foreigners who invest $500,000 or more in the U.S. And she discovered some things that made her a little curious. Some of the violations investigators surrounded the project, including bank and wire fraud. She said she discovered ties to organized crime and high-ranking politicians, where they received promotions that appeared to facilitate this program. At ICE, Johnson was the honored recipient of many awards, never had any disciplinary problems, never, not a one. But everything changed quickly in 2013 when she crossed paths with Senator Harry Reid. Yeah, she held up a visa for a foreign investor in a Las Vegas casino, represented by his son, attorney Corey Reid. The senator's office complained to Johnson's special agent in charge. She was then placed on administrative leave without explanation. Right? Wow. So she was doing her job to protect the country. Instead of being sat down and said, look, if she did, I don't think she violated anything, but if she did violate something, why not sit her down and explain to her what she violated and how to handle it in the future? Harry Reid is famous in Nevada for such moves. He has deep connections to Lionel Sawyer and Collins Attorneys at Law. Right? This is the good old boy group, the good old boy state. DHS, ICE, and Harry Reid thugs have all tried to smear this woman. I mean, think it through. Why wouldn't they? If they want their people to get through to get in, how do they get past these issues? How do they get past this common stuff without making these people look like fools, look terrible in and of themselves, look like they can't do their job? Why would you take, why would you put somebody like this or suspend somebody like this and then offer them hush money for all intents and purposes? Why would you do that? What else have we got? Let's see. I like the good stuff. I like the meaty stuff. Oh, here's one. Okay. Finding out that the new texts, or newly released texts, between an ex-Mueller team member suggest they knew the outcome of the Clinton probe well in advance, which is really not news. We all knew that. We knew that nobody was ever going to put handcuffs on her. The Justice Department has given various congressional committees nearly 400 pages of additional text messages. That's between those two FBI agents who were removed from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's investigation because they were might have been sleeping together, playing together. One of the newly discovered messages, lawmakers said, appeared to indicate that Peter Strolls and Lisa Page knew that the charges would not be filed against the Democratic presidential candidate as a result of the investigation in their email server before Clinton was even interviewed by the Bureau. So they had all already deemed her innocent, right? No wrongdoing. They probably were already writing the letter that said, hey, nothing to see here. Go about your business. One of the newly discovered messages, lawmakers said, appeared to indicate that Peter Strolls, or I can't pronounce that name. Peter Strzok. Strzok. What? Strzok. Yeah, that too. Strzok. And Lisa Page knew the charges would be filed against Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton as a result of the investigation. I mean, think about it. They all knew. They must have all been in there laughing. Now, Strzok and Page were pulled off the probe last summer after it emerged that some of their messages to each other included anti-Trump content. Strzok, an FBI counterintelligence agent, was reassigned to the Bureau's Human Resources Division after discovery of an exchange with Page, to whom he was having an affair. According to the Saturday letter to the FBI Director Christopher Wray from Senator Ron Johnson, the chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, the Justice Department provided 384 pages of messages to the lawmakers on Friday. However, Johnson noted that additional texts sent between December 14, 2016 and May 17th of last year were not preserved by the FBI. Somehow, everything in front of them and everything behind them were. I wonder how bad those were. Now, you know they can go to the company. They can go to T-Mobile or Verizon or any one of them and get those. One exchange between Strzok and Page dated July 1st, 2016 referenced the then-Attorney General Loretta Lynch's decision to accept the FBI's conclusion in the Clinton investigation. Lynch's announcement came days after it was revealed that the Attorney General, former President Bill Clinton, happened to bump into each other on the tarmac in Phoenix. Timing looks like hell, Strzok said. Yeah, that's an awful timing, Page agreed. In a later message, she added, it's a real profile in the courage since she knows no charges will be brought. See, she knew that ahead of time. 4 days later, the FBI, then FBI Director James Comey, announced that no charges would be brought against Clinton. Isn't that amazing? Another exchange from the day before the referenced change to Comey's statement closing out the investigation. While an earlier draft of the statement said Clinton and President Barack Obama had an email exchange while Clinton was on the territory, the reference to Obama first was changed to senior government official and then omitted entirely in the final version. Let's cover for him. See, I love it. Wasn't he supposed to be the most transparent? And even the press said they ended up not being. Mainstream media said that they were not among the most transparent administrations. That even the mainstream media had trouble getting information from them. You remember that? And then at one point in time, the AG decided that they didn't have to respond to FOIA requests. Or that they were going to take their sweet butt time about them. You know, I never did get to the story I wanted to get to. But I will. 1,500 professors have vowed to resist intellectual intolerance. But I still don't know what that means yet. Right? Are they saying that if you don't agree with them, if you have other science that says different, and because they got their information out first means you can't disagree with them? So more than 1,500 professors have now endorsed Heterodox Academy's mission to support viewpoint diversity and free inquiry on campuses. Now, the Academy was founded in 2015. It's the brainchild of a New York University professor, Jonathan Haidt, a Georgetown law professor, Nicholas Quinn, who had recruited like-minded professors to combat the near absence of political diversity in many academic fields. Now, if you want to know the rest of this, if you're truly interested in this, then you'll just have to come back after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hey guys, pardon the advertising interruption to your radio program. Do yourself a favor and please listen carefully. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or other male prescriptions in the last few years, you need to hear about Noxetril, the super pill that will transform your sex life forever. You see, Noxetril has been formulated and developed in U.S. FDA labs, and it's the real deal. Noxetril works, period. Strong results that increase blood flow fast. And best of all, there are no side effects like prescription meds. After years of research, the developers of Noxetril got it right. This remarkable pill is off the charts. Right now, we encourage you to take advantage of our incredible free bottle offer. So what are you waiting for? Noxetril. It's that good.
Call now and find out how to get a free bottle of Noxetril while supplies last. Call 1-800-993-2380. That's 800-993-2380. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-993-2380. 800-993-2380.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with the 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And thanks for being with me. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for participating. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a bunch of stuff you can do. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. You know, and I got to tell you, I get some really good emails from you guys. Some of them, I think you don't get it, but it's okay. It really is. You know, we simulcast to all kinds of outlets. And, you know, unless you're writing checks, you need sponsors. So feel free. You want to call your local station, tell them you're willing to sponsor the show, cut the check. Everything's cool. I'll do it. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay. So we were talking about the over 1,500 professors that are going to fight, that are going to resist intellectual intolerance. Now, you know, that is like comprehensive, that's like using the term, what is it, comprehensive immigration reform, right? What does it mean? Because to the Dems it means one thing, to the Republicans it means another, to conservatives it means another, to progressives it means another. So the The professors go on to say, and this all came out of Heterodox Academy, and it's the brainchild of a New York University professor, Jonathan Haidt, and a Georgetown Law professor, Nicholas Quinn Rosenkrantz, who they've recruited like-minded professors to combat the near absence of political diversity in many academic fields. So I'm hoping that they're saying that they're believing they're going to push back against the left and bring it back to the middle. See, I don't need you to bring it all the way to the right because I believe the truth will prevail. It always does. But I need somebody in there at least fighting for our side, at least throwing these little truth bombs in there, right? They said our goal is to attain enough diversity, enough room for diversity, or diverse viewpoints, to be aired without fear of consequences, that orthodoxies get disrupted in the normal process of debate, this confirmation can work their magic. To that end, all Heterodox Academy members have endorsed a statement affirming the value of political and ideological diversity in academia. They go on to say, I believe that the university life requires that people with diverse viewpoints and perspectives encounter each other in an environment where they feel free to speak up and challenge each other. Good luck with that, my friend. You've seen them all do it. You've seen Shapiro try to do it. You've seen them all try to do this, and it doesn't work. You know? The pledge reads, I will support viewpoint diversity in the academic field, my university, my department, my classroom. Rutgers University's Professor Lee Juzum told Campus Reform that the rapid growth of the Heterodox Academy tells me that we've hit a nerve, pointing out that it shows that there's a lot of academic professors and graduate students who, regardless of their personal politics, reject what's been a rising tide of intolerance. Now, Loretta Brunin is a professor emerita at California State University. Boy, I felt like Arnold there for a second. California. She became a professor in the early 80s and says that she joined the Heterodox Academy because she's increasingly concerned with what she calls the authoritarian culture on campuses. Students are trained to filter facts to fit socially acceptable conclusions. Well, I agree with that. She said they don't learn to analyze anything honestly. Now, the California State University professor, Bradley Campbell, meanwhile, was motivated to join after seeing the damage that political uniformity has done to sociology. Many sociologists say that they conceive only of one field in terms of helping to advance a left-wing political agenda. He says the goal of sociology should be to study the science of social life. Now, it's not just that it feels like sociology become corrupted, he added, but the recent attacks on free speech at universities throughout the U.S. threaten the very survival of the university. Wow. So somebody actually gets it. But I don't know if they can make this work. I don't know if they can make this happen. Janice Flamengo, who teaches English at the University of Ottawa, worries that the lack of viewpoints and diversity circumscribes students' capacity for understanding and debate. You know, it's amazing to me. Is it because it makes them feel bad? And I'm just asking, because I don't know. Can we not talk about these things because it makes you feel bad, because you're uncomfortable with, you know, diverse thoughts? Just asking. Because there shouldn't be any reason. Look, if you believe that what you're saying is true, what you believe is true, then what's the big whoop? Really? I mean, put it out there. Let people deal with it. Let people analyze it. Let people decide for themselves, unless you don't trust them and you want to be dictatorial, that you think that the only way for something to work is for you to shove it down somebody's throat. To let them know how stupid they are, that they're thinking is off because they don't agree with you. That's the other thing. You know what? I sit there and go, people on the right are more tolerant than people on the left because I don't care what your viewpoint is. If it's wrong, that's between you and whoever. I'm not going to worry about it. I know what right is. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, not too long ago, we talked about the entry of a convicted traitor, Chelsea Manning, into the Maryland state race. Now, the writer says that my sentiments about the idea of casting a vote for someone who was convicted on many counts of betraying his nation, and was technically never even pardoned, only having his sentence commuted, haven't changed. That's a true statement. He wasn't pardoned. They just cut time off the sentence, that's all. But there was another wrinkle in this story which hadn't even crossed my mind, and I could make it an even worse idea for Manning. Due to the rather obscure and rarely enforced rule, technically it would be illegal for Manning to run. It could even land him back in prison. The Daily Caller dug up some information on the subject and reminds us that there's a rule barring active duty military personnel from engaging in any overt political activity, and running for office would qualify. You see, Drew Brenner Beck, retired Army Judge, Advocate General, and President of the National Institute of Military Justice, told the Daily Caller that Daily Caller News Foundation, anyway, that on the face of it, Manning is prohibited by the Department of Defense regulations from running for office while serving in an active duty capacity. The only exception is if the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis, grants explicit permission, a power that cannot be delegated by the Secretary to anyone else. Now, according to Brenner Beck, the regulation in question is the Department of Defense Directive 1344.10. Political activities by members of the armed forces, this was dated back February 9th, 2008. The paragraph is punitive in violation of its subjects, her to court-martial for violation of the law order. Oh, come on. The paragraph is punitive and violation of its subjects her to court-martial for violation of a law order or regulation under Article 92. Her activities campaigning for herself and fundraising for herself may also violate other provisions of the DOD directive. Separate directives. So Manning would be violating more than one directive by the DOD. The DOD. So some readers might be shaking their heads at this point, noting that Manning is described pretty much everywhere as a former Army private, but that's not true. Manning remains an active duty soldier. While the convictions are on appeal, Manning is on excess leave and in a non-pay status. So Manning still has a military ID card and remains eligible for many military benefits, including medical care. I wonder why. Does that mean that Manning will be prosecuted? We don't know. Probably unlikely, right? Nobody's going to keep beating this up because Manning's going to make it look like that there's a direct bias going on here, if you would. A direct attack, constant persecution. Now think about it, but Manning would have to go to Mad Dog Mattis and ask for like a special dispensation to do this. And if I was at Mattis, it wouldn't be no. It'd be hell no. I don't want a traitor even running. I've gotten to the point in some areas I don't even trust the left enough to look at somebody like Manning and go, please no, no way, it's not happening. Do you know what I mean? Let's do the right thing. As Americans, let's do the right thing. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thank you for being with me. Seriously, thank you for taking the time to listen to the show, to be with the show, to let your friends know about it, to comment during the show. I appreciate it much more than you know. Write this down. You can use it. We're here all week. I believe you will be, too. I hope you'll be, too. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.